Welcome to Glengola Mines. My name is Keith and I'll be your tour guide to take you underground here today. I'm bringing you into an old silver and lead mine, which was mined from about 1801 to about 1865, mainly for the mineral of silver and lead. When we enter into the mine, we were going down steps and we'll be able to see the rock that the miners mined through, which was marble. And marble was a very, very hard rock, but the lead and silver was contained between it. When the miners worked here, how they took out the mineral was by blasting. So we used black gunpowder. But first they had to drill the holes with a hammer and drill and fill them with gunpowder, light their straw fuse and wait for the explosion. When they returned, hopefully they found the mineral of silver and lead and they put that into the buckets. The buckets were pulled to the surface by the means of a horse and up the shaft all the way. The next thing that they might have to do was build a platform with the carpenters, and they use pitch pine timbers here to make little platforms for the men to stand on. Often very dangerous, a lot of accidents in the mine, and you might find, you know, they had to make sure they had to have it right. This part of the mine here is where you can see where the black rock comes in, which is a rock called dolerite. And dolerite was a very, very hard rock. For the miners, there was no lead and silver to be found in it. But that didn't matter to the man that owned the mine, because if you found no lead and silver here, you got no pay at all. We're now about 20 meters underground. When you came underground, you were down here for 12 hours a day, mining as hard as you could for what you could find. Miners themselves worked in groups of three, so three men together, drilling holes and blasting in the mine. You know, so they had to get on. There was about 10 men working in groups right through all the way around the mine. And as they were mining, they were going deeper and deeper into the earth. And this is called hard rock mining. The mine closed in 1865 and never worked again. In 1989, we inherited the farm from a granduncle of mine, which our family have lived here for generations. He left the farm to me and we decided we'd try and do something with the farm to develop tourism. There was an old mine on the farm and it gave us an opportunity to actually develop a tourist attraction to take people underground. So by 1998, the mine was ready. We'd put steps, handrails and lights into the mine and had it ready to develop to open as a tourist attraction. A lot of work went into it, and today you can come. It's one of the must-dos in Connemara when you visit.